From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korean diplomat Hong Tae-sung warned Tuesday his country is preparing more gift packages for the U.S. because of its reckless provocations and futile attempts to pressure Pyongyang. He spoke in Geneva through an interpreter.
The U.S. imposed nuclear threats and blackmail for more than half a century against my country, DPRK, with a ceaseless political and military pressure and economic sanctions.
His comments came a day after the UN Security Council met to consider what to do in the wake of Sunday's sixth North Korea nuclear detonation, a blast Japan said produced a yield of about 70 kilotons. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres appealed to the major powers to seek a unified political solution.
And I welcome yesterday's meeting of the Council. The unity of the Council is crucial in addressing the crisis. And that unity also creates an opportunity to engage diplomatically to decrease tensions, increase confidence, and prevent any escalation, all aimed at the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
At the White House, spokesperson Sarah Sanders said the U.S. wants to pressure, not dialogue with Pyongyang.
We've also said that everybody, including Russia, including China, need to do more to address the threat. This is a global threat, and everybody needs to take part in putting pressure on North Korea.
The U.S. is lobbying for yet another Security Council resolution with tough sanctions targeting Pyongyang. Kenya's Election Commission says different staff will be in charge of the October 17 presidential election, a ballot prompted by last week's Supreme Court ruling invalidating the August 8 ballot over irregularities. Opposition leader Raila Odinga had set conditions for his coalition's participation, including the sacking of several commission members. This is VOA News. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley Tuesday said President Donald Trump may decide not to certify to Congress Iran is complying with the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement.
We were promised an end to the Iranian nuclear program. What emerged was not an end, but a pause. The JCPOA is therefore a very flawed and limited agreement. But even so, Iran has been caught in multiple violations over the past year and a half.
Speaking in Washington, Haley warned Tehran's advancing ballistic missile program, not explicitly covered in the deal, as well as its funding of terrorism, along with a UN Security Council resolution and current U.S. law, should be taken into account in the certification process. The UN Security Council has established a sanctions regime in Mali, allowing the blacklisting of anyone who violates or obstructs the country's 2015 peace agreement, hinders aid, recruits child soldiers, or commits rights abuses. Those targeted will be subject to a global travel ban or asset freeze. Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi Wednesday defended the government's action in the West, blaming terrorists for the misinformation surrounding a security crackdown against Rohingya Muslims. Speaking with Turkey's president by phone, the state councilor insisted the government was defending all the people in Rakhine State. Tuesday, UN Secretary General Guterres expressed alarm at the violence sparked by that left hundreds dead. He appealed to the Myanmar government to end decades of neglect and give the Rohingya some sort of legal status.
And the grievances and unresolved plight of the Rohingya have festered for far too long and are becoming an undeniable factor in regional destabilization.
The UN said nearly 125,000 Rohingya fled to neighboring Bangladesh. President Trump Tuesday announced he's ending a program that shielded hundreds of thousands of young undocumented immigrants from deportation and allowed them to work and study in the U.S. New applications for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program will no longer be accepted. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said former President Barack Obama's executive order undermined immigration law.
President Obama was nullifying part of a law that he simply disagreed with. If a president can claim sweeping discretion to suspend key federal laws, the entire legislative process becomes little more than a pretense.
Congress will have 6 months to decide the matter. Hurricane Irma is now a Category 5 storm, the most powerful, and is churning the Atlantic toward the Caribbean with winds of up to 300 kilometers per hour. Forecasters said it may take a more northwesterly course toward the U.S. mainland by week's end, but immediately threatens the Leeward Islands, Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, and the Dominican Republic. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.